Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Hello, everybody. Long time no see. Really no new updates. You know, as I mentioned yesterday, Cornelius Washington left the game, did not return. Don't really have any more updates on his injury status, and we'll keep you posted moving forward. Any questions?
What more do you learn about this team going back through the film that maybe you didn't know last night?
You know, probably really just we didn't execute as well as we needed to in the red area. You know, there were some elements of protection. There were some elements of, you know, the route running, the things we were seeing, those adjustments. So, you know, I think the guys are in there watching that tape now. I think they'll learn from it. We had a couple examples in the team setting. But, you know, not much different than what I thought yesterday. I think that we did some good things. I thought we ran the ball pretty efficiently. I thought, you know, we executed pretty well on third down. We were able to minimize their plays on offense by keeping them on the sideline. But at the end of the day, they executed down there in the tight area of the field than we did.
After watching the tape, what did you like most about the defensive performance, and what area would you like to improve moving forward?
Well, I think there's plenty of room for improvement. I think as good as we were on offense on third down, you know, we didn't do as well defensively. You know, I think a positive one was, you know, I think three and out the first series of the game, I think, was important as a way to start. You know, I thought after our decision to not kick the field goal and go for it on fourth down, in that area of the field, the three and out was pretty critical. I think we got the ball back at about the plus 40 after their punt. So we were kind of right back where we were before. You know, and that was key. Otherwise, if you let them drive 99 yards, obviously not quite as good a decision.
When you go back and look at that goal-to-go set of downs on the offensive side in the fourth quarter, what did you like about the passing or trying to pass the ball there?
Well, I think, you know, everybody, you know, it is easier after the play or after the series to make calls. Even I figured that out. But really, at the end of the day, it's about executing. You know, whether you're running the ball or you're passing the ball, you know, you got 11 guys that need to do their job. And that's what we refer to as execution. You know, I didn't dislike for what they were playing. I didn't dislike what we were in and what we tried to do. We just didn't do it well enough. You know, I think they're young. I think they're learning. I think they'll continue to learn as we move through the season. It's really hard to simulate, you know, playing, you know, an NFL game at game speed. Even in a regular season, it's different than the preseason. You know, I think, you know, just like really everybody on our team right now, I think, you know, we've got a lot of things to work on, especially to beat good football teams, whether it be in our division or, you know, on our schedule. You know, and that's just always been our battle cry, and we've got to coach them better, and we've got to execute better, and that's on all of us.
John, on that fourth and goal from the two, what needs to happen there protection-wise to pick up that blitzer?
You know, I don't really like getting too much into scheme, but we needed to do much better.
Is there anything Jay can do once that guy is free to give that play a better chance?
Well, I think Jay probably did his – well as he can for an unblocked guy running right down the middle of your front.
Along those lines, Kyle's game overall, what did you think as you went back and, you know, understanding that it was obviously his first time at the position?
You know, I thought it was a mixed bag, you know, and that's not picking on any one player. I think we were a mixed bag. You know, heck, I didn't know what to expect, and I coached the team. You know, but we've adjusted some in the offensive line. I think these aren't excuses. It's just reality. Yesterday, like I said before, Alshon Jeffrey was the first time I ever watched him play a live football game. I hadn't seen him in a preseason. You know, and then, you know, Eddie and Marquise were absent for, you know, some of camp too. Those are just realities. With time, I think we should get better. And knowing those guys, I think they'll work hard to get better.
John, you said, you know, all along that so much of the time you're going to be in a nickel. The NFL, that's just the way it is. And a number of your players said yesterday the Packers really came out in personnel that took you out of your 3-4 and really forced you to play nickel. I mean, is it just a reality of go, but the offense really dictates what you play. You can't always play what you'd like to play.
Well, John, it is matchups. You know what I mean? So if they put three wideouts out there, I don't know what if it's a great matchup to put a 290-pound linebacker on them. So they do dictate that. I think that's why you see more head coaches on the offensive side calling plays, because offense does dictate the tempo of the game as well as the personnel substitutions and how you match up. So I think I answered your question.
How do you think it affected the game that they had you in sub for so much?
Well, I think the one thing would be, somebody asked me, about Lamar Houston's reps. He had four snaps on defense. He played in some other areas, a fourth down, but you can't sub. I mean, unless the clock is stopped, they can go to the line real fast, snap the ball if you're trying to sub. That's even not even trying to match up, just try to put new guys in. In that setting, you can't do that, because we do the same thing. If you substitute, actually there was two snaps in the game that the officials missed. Once when they subbed, cost us a timeout. And we did it once, actually, and they missed it. So it was their first game, too.
But overall, though, to have your sub package on the field for 55 plays or whatever it was,
I'm relating.
Pace, or would you?
No, it's what you choose to do. What I was referring to is once you have those 11 guys on the field, they don't let you sub,
right?
Meaning they're staying in 11 personnel or whatever, however you distinguish it. But if you try to run somebody else out there, they go real fast and get you caught with 12 guys. That's the substitution part that's different than, when we match up.
John, what do you like about the creativity of Gase? I mean, the first descriptive plays to start, three tight ends, a lot of kind of different stuff we're not used to seeing around.
I think there are things that, not take away anything away from Adam. I hired him. So obviously I think pretty highly of him. And he is a terrific coach. But and I thought our staff did a good job. I mean, we utilize a tight end that, I don't know if he's been here a week yet. But, he did pretty good. And Kari Lee. So the staff did a great job of getting those guys ready. I think the same could be said for, our wide receivers who, I don't know that we're a well-oiled machine at this point. Same thing with the offensive line. So those just, we're getting to know them, our players, and our players are getting to know us. Adam's always done a good job with mixing personnel and, trying to dictate to a defense what they have out there and trying to create matchups that we think work in our favor.
How much of that script was put together not knowing when you'd have these three receivers?
We had a little bit of an idea, just like they probably had a little bit of an idea they were going to play Clay at inside linebacker. I think that happens. It's one of the things you try to do is you get ready to go to battle with somebody. You try to, keep them off balance a little bit. But like I said, I think, the players themselves and the coaches did as good as they could. It just didn't work out quite as well as we wanted yesterday.
How much did your kick coverage and lack of an explosive return for you guys impact the game?
I think, in the punt and field goal elements, I thought we were good. I think the kickoff coverage and the kickoff return maybe leaned a little bit more towards them. Those are both areas, the kickoff and kickoff coverage, that, we need to execute better. The reality is, we had to pretty much be A-plus in all phases, and we weren't up to speed.
When you watch the interception back, anything that you take away from Matthews looping under him?
I think just be maybe a little more aware where he is, as far as what side of the field we're working to. I think Jay was right in the way he was looking at his progression, and we could have made a different decision. But all in all, I thought it was a heck of a play on his part, both to get the pick and to return it.
John, a few of those big plays from Aaron Rodgers, the touchdown to Jones and then the long throws to Jones and Cobb looked like good coverage, but just couldn't make the play. What's the coaching point for the corners in those situations?
Well, it's the difference in close games. I mean, that was a one-score game in the fourth quarter, which you thrive to be in. They made great plays, you know, whether you want to give the credit to the protection or to the quarterback or to the guy making a difficult catch. But that's the reality, you know, when you're playing against the best in the world at what they do.